love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the man you committed your life to, still trying to reconcile with you, because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and as we know, Jesus is a redeemer, and he's a redeemer for those who love him, and you show that you love him by obeying his commandments, and his commandments are to reconcile. But anyway, we've been over that before. Obviously, I didn't call Friday, but wonderful things happened Friday. Chris did indeed arrive in the morning. We ate together here, got in his car, and drove up to Big Frog Mountain. We started our hike, and we went down the same path that we did last time. And then, not quite halfway, I think, we veered off on another path that went on and on and on. It wound. It was on the side of the hill. So we walked, you know, on the side of a hill, and a lot of the trails were not flat. They were, you know, angled. So we walked for roughly an additional 5 miles to get to the top. So it's about 5 miles. It took us about 10 miles to get to the top and 5 miles to get back, because we did use the easier route back. It was a wonderful hike. It was amazing to see, because it was going in and out as the mountain is a zigzag shape, and when you get in the middle, there's a crevice where apparently it's just simply spring fed water pouring out, and we saw it over and over again. I did a couple short 5-10 second videos of the water flowing, and it's online. I think it was really neat to see. But we did that, and it was great. It was really wonderful. The reason I didn't call that night is because we didn't get home till after 10. We walked the last half hour in the dark. But it was a great walk, and it did amaze me, because I slipped once on the side of a hill. And Chris slipped once on the side of a hill. For both of us, we were right there at a tree. Chris, you know, into a very big tree. He almost banged into it. And for me, it was one that was maybe 4 inches in diameter, but enough that I could grab. Because if I didn't grab that, I was going to go down the hill a good 30 to 50 feet. And I didn't want to do that for some reason. And I struggled to get back up. Chris gave me a hand and got back up. But it was an adventure. It was really an adventure. But we did a part that's the trail. Most of the trails that we take are rated as moderate. We did about a 2 mile section rated as difficult. And in the process of doing that, we found out why it was rated as difficult. And I do have the picture that I of standing and as I pointed out, because I did a video for you, as I pointed out, I looked at a topo map and it was about 300 feet down. Kind of like, oh, I mean, it's slightly unnerving to be standing there. But we went a different route, and it was really hard because, again, a lot of up and down. I think the up and down added enough to our total climb up that instead of doing a half mile up, we were probably closer to a mile of elevation climb and, of course, coming back down. So it was hard. And the two great joys, I said this in the video and I'll say it again because it was a really big deal. I got to the top, and I did 65 jumping jacks. I looked at the video because Chris did the video, and then he turned the camera, and so you could see my feet. My feet were, you know, I was wearing boots. Normally, I do my jumping jacks, and I'm barefoot, but my feet weren't going very wide apart. But my arms were doing okay, and I did them. And, you know, I've told several people about the trips, and the thing that people have most commented about is, you did the jumpy jacks. It's kind of like, so, I think I'm in decent shape. The other thing is, and it perhaps is the biggest deal. Now on the top of Big Frog Mountain, 4,200 feet above sea level, there is a mason jar. And in that mason jar is a card with Eric Lee's artwork on it. You know, the Keeping the Promise, from the Keeping the Promise video. They are one until death, that thing. And it has a link to the kozlowska.org/promise, as you might know, because several cards were sent to you. And, you know, I wrote on it, Chris wrote on it, the picture is online. Others have seen it already, I know that. And so it's there. I sent a card to Erica Lee today to tell her that her artworks is literally at the top of a mountain, and it may be there for a long time, because not too many people go that, well, that route for sure. And, we are definitely crazy people. Although, the wonderful news, and I think this is one of the things I enjoy about having a good friend, is that we talked about the trip a little bit today and in an email, and he said, yeah, let's do this again in about 50 years. So I sent him a calendar invite for, 2071. And he accepted it. So we have it on the calendar to do it again. And I'll be, 115 years old. So, you know, we may or may not make the engagement. But just there's a joy of being able to have a relationship like that. But we did it. And I'm encouraged about that. And as I've stated repeatedly, I think the easier route, but I want to do it with George. It's a really big deal. It's a growing ambition in my mind. I want to walk to the top of Big Frog Mountain. Maybe Benton Falls, maybe something else, but I want to do a serious hike with George. I really want to do a serious hike with George. Anyway, just one other comment, because I made the comment Thursday about the pastor. You know, there's one in Canada who was arrested for proclaiming that it's only men and women that get married. And there's, you know, he isn't. Last I heard, he's still in jail. What a horrible crime! Saying that men and women get married and that's it. And then there's the guy in Canada who kicked out the police from his church for showing up on Easter because of the mask issue. And I saw a couple pictures of it. As he was driving home from church in the pouring rain, they stopped him, got him out of the car, and in the rain, got him on his knees in the middle of the highway and arrested him. And I, you know, for holding a worship service. Now, again, I will contend the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. But I will stand with him. I'm proclaiming obedience to Christ. And of course, because he's Polish, made it all the more. But I think about, would Render Keynes or Chris Bitterman do that? Would they be willing to say no to the state? I think the evidence for Chris Bitterman is clear. He sent the police or was involved in it. So no. Their Lord is the state, not the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's clear. And it concerns me. Obviously, I don't see any difference with Jim Cross. And I'm afraid his daughter, my wife, is the same. But think about this. What does it take for us Friday? Two guys. Chris is a few months from being 60, I'm 65. We hiked a trail for 15 miles, saw absolutely no one during that time, did some strenuous stuff, did stuff where there was a little more danger than we expected. And there was, several people have told us what an oddity we are and what it takes to do something like that. What does it take to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? A whole lot more than what it took to climb Big Frog Mountain. It requires a striving for obedience to Christ. Because if you don't do that, again, 1 John 2, he calls you a liar. You know, that's his words, not mine. He calls you, if you love him, obey his commandments. And if you can't love a person you can see, how can you love the Lord who you don't see? And unfortunately, that's the model that my wife is living in, and so are my kids. I want to proclaim to them the Lord Jesus Christ and his promises to his elect, tribulation, persecution, and chastisement or discipline. It's abundantly clear. And the only reason you would say, yes, Lord, I'll do this, is because you trust him. It's not being part of a club, being part of an institution. It is trusting the Lord that makes a difference. And trusting the Lord is saying, okay, I'll do things that are out of my comfort zone. Hiking Big Frog is a minor example of that. Reconciling with somebody. Being willing to make a public stand, no, I will not disobey the Lord. And to show love. That's what a follower of Christ does. My assumption is, the only person who'll ever hear this is me. But it's been said. My lady, I love you.